hear further from the word of the Lord, first in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 14. And straightway Jesus compelled his disciples to enter into a ship and to go before him to the other side, while he sent the crowds away. And sending the crowds away, he went up into the mountain by himself to pray. And when evening had come, he was there alone. And the ship was already in the midst of the sea, tossed about by the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them, walking on the sea. And the disciples, seeing him walking on the sea, were disturbed, saying, "It is a phantom!" And they cried out from fear. But straightway Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Have confidence, I am. Do not be afraid." And Peter, answering him, said, "Lord, if thou art, order me to come to thee on the waters." And he said, "Come." And Peter, stepping down from the ship, walked on the waters to come to Jesus. But looking at the strong wind, he feared, and beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, "Lord, save me." And straightway, Jesus, stretching out the hand, took hold of him and says to him, "O thou of little faith, why didst thou doubt?" And when they stepped into the ship, the wind grew still. And they who were in the ship, coming, worshipped him, saying, "Truly, thou art the Son of God." We also read from the Heavenly Doctrine, from the Arcana Celestia, part of the exposition of the story of the crossing of the Red Sea. "Stand still and see the salvation of Yehovah." This means salvation from the Lord alone, and not at all from themselves. This is clear from the meaning of standing still and seeing as being to have faith, and from the meaning of the salvation of Yehovah as being salvation from the Lord. The person who believes when he is tempted that he can resist from his own strength yields. The reason is that he is in what is false, and he therefore attributes merit to himself, and thus demands to be saved of himself, and thus shuts out the influx from the divine. But he who believes that the Lord alone resists in temptations conquers, for he is in the truth, and attributes the merit to the Lord, and perceives that he is saved by the Lord alone. He who is in the faith of charity ascribes everything of salvation to the Lord and nothing to himself. "And you shall keep silence." This means that from their own strength they will do nothing at all. This is evident from the meaning of to be silent as being to acquiesce, and since temptations are the subject, as being not to think or believe that they do anything by their own strength. Nevertheless, they ought not to slack their hands and await immediate influx, but they ought to fight as from themselves, and yet acknowledge and believe that it is from the Lord. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.